Kerrobert, we have so much going on in Kerrobert now and into this spring, says Kerrobert Recreation Director Bobby Hebron. The Kerrobert Curling Club held a successful bonspiel with 10 teams participating. The Friday supper of the event raised more than $700 that will support operational costs. The double takeout lounge remained busy throughout the weekend and funds raised from there were donated to the Kerrobert Memorial Arena. KCC intends to continue curling for the next few weeks, while the ice plant is on at the skating arena. March 9th was an exciting day in Kerrobert as the Connor Family Sled Dog Tours were available at the reservoir for the afternoon with their mission to provide an insight into proper dog care and respect for animals and honor the historic importance of dogs in First Nations history. Recreation events ongoing in Kerrobert include weekly Walk This Way at PCC, weekly Shuffle Club also at the PCC and weekly Open Curling each Tuesday night at the Curling Club. Kerrobert Minor Hockey News update from Hebron includes the U11 Kerrobert, Dodsland Stars finished first in the league, going undefeated all season therefore will host a U11 playoff tournament March 10-11. The U15 team has had a great season. League stats are the 2nd of January 18. They are currently in their first round of league playoffs against Rosetown. They won Game 1 and Game 2 takes place in Dodsland March 10. The team is currently in their third round of provincial playoffs, playing Delisle. The U18 Tigers came up short in the third round of provincials, but they continue their run for a league championship, playing Wilkie, Bigger Nationals March 10. The Recreation Board will be finalizing plans for arena maintenance for 2023. The big ticket items include two major projects, board repair and replacement and maintenance and repairs to the ice compressor. These projects will be financed through reserves and operating budget. Communities in Bloom has not yet met to discuss the 2023 season. A meeting will be held March 22 to discuss plans for the spring and summer seasons. Communities in Bloom Canada have declared 2023 color of the year to be purple. From lilacs to coneflowers, from coast to coast, they encourage everyone to paint the country purple. The deadline for summer seasonal jobs has been extended until all positions are filled. The pool is slated to open June 2, however, the Recreation Board will be reviewing the availability of staff to determine a definite pool start date, hours of operations and swimming lessons lineup. Kerrobert Minor Ball will have its annual general meeting March 12 and registration is underway. While not a designated activity under the Kerrobert Recreation banner, the community is excited nonetheless to be celebrating the 60th anniversary of Kerrobert Credit Union March 20, with the event including dinner and entertainment by the Johnner Brothers and Johnner Boys. The Prairie Community Center will be hosting a Kerrobert Spring Market April 1 as well as later that evening the Kerrobert Kinsmen are hosting a comedy night. Kerrobert is excited to play host to a stop on the Gord Bamford Canadian Dirt Tour in the spring of 2023. May is already filling up with activity that includes the Seabin School of Dance recital, Minor Ball Day May 27 and Kerrobert Recreational Ball begins May 28. May 28 will also include the annual 4-H Achievement Day at the Kerrobert Fairgrounds. Hebron notes that June will include Prairieland Players Dinner Theatre and the Kerrobert and District Regional 4-H Show and Sale at the Fairgrounds. In July, the Kerrobert Rodeo is back on tap at the fairgrounds. A Canet Club is being regenerated in Kerrobert and word is there are already more than a dozen members committed. Residents are reminded to keep posted on the Town of Kerrobert Recreation Facebook page and posters around town on all of the events and activities lined up for the next few months in their community. The Kerrobert Recreation Board Annual General Meeting will be held March 27. The board consists of 9 members, 3 appointed members from the RMs of Mariposa, Oakdale and Progress, 1 appointed member from the Town Council of Kerrobert, and 5 volunteers who are representatives of the curling rink, arena and library, fairgrounds, pool and PCC. It's a wonderful group to work with, Hebron says. Our meetings include healthy debates and always the intent to improve and serve the community's culture and recreational needs while staying fiscally responsible. I thank them for their support and for their commitment to ensuring a future for our culture and recreation facilities and programs offered through the town of Karabert.